Ordinarily, something such as this of a mysterious object would garner some curiosity, but in the wake of all the mysterious objects in the sky, this one on a beach in Japan is getting perhaps a little bit more scrutiny, though apparently there's not much to it. It's your morning team on WSW. It's 6:22 with Charlie and Denise and Pat and you all together. So, on a beach in Japan, a mysterious large metal ball washed up. And a lot of people were wondering just what the heck was it. People were investigating it. Precautions were taken where police actually brought out a bomb squad. Who knows? But apparently, close examination show there is no immediate threat. Here's a picture of it, Denise, in case you want to see there on the beach. See, it's about 5 feet wide.
You know, it's
just
huge.
Washed up. X-ray technology reveals the ball to be hollow. It's thought to be iron. The ball has a rusty appearance, and there's two raised handles on the surface. Some believe that that's meaning it was some type of mooring buoy that came loose, maybe floated to shore, although some say it, usually metallic buoys do not have the hollow makeup such as this one does. So, yeah, people just don't know. Japanese armed forces are involved, Coast Guard officials all trying to figure out where it came from. And what is it?
What in the world is it?
Yeah. Social media. Oh, boy.
Of course.
Either the theory is the ball came from space, or perhaps it was some type of surveillance mechanism.
From China.
So instead of on the sky, it's now in
what do they call those? Yeah. Unidentified floating phenomenon.
There you go. Yes.
There we go.
Yes, yes. Unidentified floating phenomenon. You can use the same type of moniker. I do appreciate the one social media comment that apparently somebody made. Again, this is a large sphere that showed up on a beach in Japan. Somebody believes it's got to be an egg from Godzilla.
You know, that's a possibility.
Hey.
Although with the handles on it, I don't know.
Yeah, and they did say it was hollow inside. But who knows? It's not open. They just think it's hollow inside. I don't know. They say X-rays confirm that.
Yeah.
I like the Godzilla theory myself.
Of course, the Keebler elves might be living in there.
There you go. There's another one.
They may have escaped on their way to Japan.
What is the sphere on the beach in Japan?